Welcome to BCW Presents. Today, we're talking about the emerging workforce. And in the studio, we have Sarah,
Hello.
Case manager from Ohio Means Jobs, Warren. We have Jessie.
Hello.
She is one of the participants in the work experience program. And we have Gary.
Hello.
Director at Metro Housing. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Jessie, we want to ask you some questions that I think a lot of employers maybe don't know. And we're just trying to bring to light, you know, what is the youth voice? And that's a lot of weight on your shoulders. But just give us your honest opinions. What do you think is the most significant challenge that young people face when entering the workforce right now?
Probably figuring out what they want to do.
That is a hard decision. So tell us more. What are some things you're thinking about and what's been the struggle?
Well, when I first started, I wanted to be a chef or a cook. But working with Gary and everyone else, it made me want to do, you know, construction work and remodeling, stuff like that.
Awesome. So you thought you wanted to go in one direction, but then you got some work experience and you're thinking about another direction?
Yes.
Yeah, but similar, but maybe different, working with your hands.
Well, I like very hands-on experiences.
Yeah. Tell us what you like about what you're currently doing.
I couldn't tell you one thing. I like all of it. Like, I love learning. Mm-hmm. I like learning it all.
Wow, that's wonderful. So that work experience kind of led you in a different path than you hadn't initially anticipated.
Yeah.
Gary, what have you noticed?
When Jessie first came in, she came in as a cleaner. She came in to clean. And I was remodeling an office, and she was done for the day. And I was like, have you ever painted? She's like, no. I was like, here, I'm going to show you how to do this. And within 10 minutes, I know this sounds kind of corny, but she has talent. Like, I used to own my own business, and I've been through lots of employees. And right off the bat, Jessie impressed me with her just painting. Mm-hmm. It sounds simple, but you have to have some skills to paint. And immediately I was like, oh my God. And within a few weeks, I pulled her from cleaning and she's apprenticing under me, doing all different types of repairs, remodels, teaching her custom woodwork and stuff like that. And she just picks up on everything so fast. It's impressive.
So Gary, you sound like you're more than an employer. You sound like you're a mentor. You called yourself helping with an apprenticeship. So you're doing a little bit more than just hiring and saying, hey, go figure this out. Like
Yeah, I'm hands-on.
You are?
Her and another girl work with me almost every single day,
mm-hmm.
the majority of the time. And both of them, she's not able to be here today, but both of them are just spectacular. They pick up on stuff so fast, and I'll be the first to say, if I would have had two teenage girls roll up to me and want a job when I had my business, it sounds horrible, but I probably wouldn't have hired them.
Mm-hmm.
I do nothing but brag on these girls mm-hmm. to everyone and anyone that'll listen. I've never been so impressed with two people in my entire life.
So it's a win-win situation. She's learned, and you've learned a couple things along the way.
A lot.
And you're both benefiting from this work experience yes. program. Sarah, anything you want to share about what you've witnessed in this match?
Well, I've had the pleasure of knowing Jessie for a few years now, so I've got to see her grow a little bit. She has definitely blossomed. She went from not knowing what she wanted to do, and other than she loves to bake, but she went to somebody that has become very responsible and just a wonderful young lady.
Mm-hmm.
She makes me very proud every day.
That's wonderful. So it's kind of one of those things like maybe you don't know what you want to do. Maybe you just have to jump in and try something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love trying new stuff.
That's wonderful. So I'm going to take us a little bit off topic and just kind of get a little bit more broader range, wanting to hear from you and your perspective, Jesse. Beyond just like a job, what would you define as a successful life? And what role do you think a career has in that? When you're looking for to find success in your life, what else does that mean besides a job?
To me, I feel like being happy in life, loving what you do, loving how you live, stuff like that.
So I noticed you didn't say anything about how much money you make or anything like that, but really just feeling that satisfaction from the job.
Okay, most people will say that money will buy happiness, but I feel like that's not like totally true.
Gary, how would your answer, be the same or different from that?
My answer will be exactly like that. I think she listens to me a lot. I went from running a very successful business to walking away from it because I was done. I don't make nowhere near the money I do or I did, but I'm happier. My goal for these young people is more than just teaching them a trade. My goal is to make sure they are successful in life. And I work with them on attendance, attitudes. I mean, anything I can that I think will benefit them. And we kind of treat them, if this is the career they're wanting to go into, I mean, it's a blue-collar field and it's not roses and sunshine. People are rough, they're gruff, and we're not mean to them, but we kind of prepare them for all of it. She's gonna do well no matter what she gets into. She's gonna succeed. I feel it.
Sarah, do you have an answer the same or different from successful life? What do you think?
Mine would also be the same. You know, money can only buy so much. If you got the money but don't have that passion for what you're doing, then it doesn't really make a difference.
All right, Jesse, another question for you. What is one thing you wish your school taught you about careers and work that they didn't teach you? Is there anything?
Literally everything.
Tell us more.
I don't know about for other people, but any of the schools I went into, all they did was teach subjects, like normal subjects. They gave you requirements for stuff that won't even help you in the future. I feel like none of it really helped except, you know, the basic stuff. And, you know, math because of what I do. But I feel like even like the finance stuff, I know there's like a finance, like, classes that you can take, but I feel like it never really helped. And it's also the fact that they don't really try to teach you in a way that you can learn. Like, they don't really pay attention to how other people learn.
So, Jesse, what you're saying is school didn't teach you how to paint, and they didn't teach you how to cook.
No.
You got some basic education, but those real specific skills, you had to actually go on the job to learn those.
Yes. Yeah. Learn from other people.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I think our schools do the best they can, but when it comes down to that actual work experience, that's a whole nother ballgame.
Well, I wouldn't say they do the best, only because they make so many unnecessary classes and stuff like that, and not really stuff to prepare anyone for the future.
Okay. So you wish there was more future preparation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, along those lines, I'm going to bring up a topic that everyone's talking about, AI. And I'd love to get your thoughts. Like, how has technology like AI changed your perception, Jesse, of future jobs? Are you excited, nervous, both?
Do you mean that as in like robots and stuff?
Like any kind of, they just say that AI is like changing all the jobs for the future and that kind of thing. Do you feel like that's going to impact you in any way?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they'll ever get that advanced unless they were able to recreate humanity perfectly.
Yeah.
And they were able to make it smarter.
Yeah.
But I don't think we'd ever be able to get that full functionality that humans are able to.
Well, you know, the career path you're going into, it makes a lot of sense because construction, painting, even cooking or baking, That's probably not going to be anywhere, one of the first careers to go by the way of AI. What do you think, Gary?
For what we do, I don't see it. I mean, they're capable of so much, but to go in and wire a house or pour concrete, I mean, I don't see it in the trades industries.
Yeah. So there is, I mean, a lot of people are thinking about trades for that very reason. And that makes a lot of sense. Jesse, how do you think your generation's approach to work or work-life balance might differ from your parents' generation or older generations?
I don't think there's really much of a difference because no matter what generation, most younger people like to go out and party and do all crazy sort of stuff. I feel like the only difference is that people are definitely getting lazier.
Do you feel that way? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Less motivated.
Yes. Because I feel like they either just don't have the drive or motivation to really do it, or they just get so beat up on not being able to progress in life that they just don't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. And it's always hard to tell. I mean, my background, I always think people aren't maybe inherently lazy, but maybe they are worn down, or maybe they lost confidence or motivation or that kind of thing. Gary, having worked with young folks, do you see there is a difference between the generations?
Yes.
There? Tell us more.
This girl is an exception to the rule.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, we've worked with several, and the majority is they don't want to work for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They are like instant gratification. I don't really want to work towards this. I want it now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, like I said, not from this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I've heard, you know, like I only make, let's say they only make $15 an hour or something. Mm-hmm. I think I should make blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just jump into something when you're no good at it.
And, yeah.
You know, you have to learn. The work ethic is rare, which is part of the reason I've latched onto these two so much. And I'm pushing them for everything because they're an exception to the rule. But no offense to anyone out there, but the majority, they just don't want to work towards what they want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
That's my perspective.
Mm-hmm. So this work experience, though, gave you the opportunity to find those who do want to work without any commitment.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Sarah, give us some hope for the future. What do you see from your perspective?
I would have to agree with Gary on some of it. I think a lot of it is that they just don't know the direction. A lot of them lack the confidence, I feel like. And they just feel like, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just going to fake it, but at the same time, I'm not going to really try. I don't necessarily think that they're lazy, just not knowing what to do.
Got to find the right fit. You got to keep trying to find where your skills can make the biggest impact so that your employer is satisfied with your contributions. So if other employers want to sign up for this summer or for the work experience program, what should they do?
They can contact us at Ohio Means Jobs, and all counties have Ohio Means Jobs. Contact your Ohio Means Jobs and ask for the CCME program. And I'm sorry, the CCMEP program.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, usually that caseworker can help you get signed up and get you started with some youth.
Yeah, that's great advice. It's a great way to mold our future emerging workforce. It's a great way to find talent that might be out there. Most employers find it to be a win-win. The wages are covered by the program.
Correct. And so is the workers' compensation.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great. So, Gary, if a teen wanted to try out your line of work, do something similar to what Jesse did, what would you recommend they do first?
Show up to work every day.
Oh, wow. That's great 100%.
Advice. 100%. That's my biggest thing. Show up to work. You're not going to learn if you're not there.
Yeah. I hear that from a lot of employers. So what that means is you're not calling off when you're not really sick. What do you recommend for a start time? Like what time when they have to, if they have to be there at a certain time, what time do you recommend showing up?
me personally, I like to be early for stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm usually like 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
15 to 10 minutes, no matter what. I used to come in 25, 30 minutes early just to prepare for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's more like 15, 10 minutes. Come in, get your wits together, get you a drink, go to the restroom, whatever. That way, when it's time to start work, you just go.
Mm-hmm. So you're happy if they show, if your folks show up 10 minutes early?
If they show up 5 minutes early, I'm ecstatic.
Okay, that's great. That way you're ready to go when the work time starts.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't realize there's opportunities out there. You have to show up, though. You have to show that you are committed. And you have to do it regularly, not just once. And then you reap those benefits. And people don't, I don't think everyone realizes that. Okay. Jesse, last question.
Yippee.
Is there anything you want? Is there anything you wish our listeners would know about workforce, about your experience, just about your generation? Tell us, let it be known.
I think I'd like to say that no matter how hard it gets, no matter how tired you get, no matter how down you feel, you should always try to put on a smile, try to be happy, and try to put in the work and do it right.
Yeah. So show up. Show up, put in the work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have the determination to actually progress in life.
Yeah. I think it's hard for people. You know, you got a lot going on in your life. And, you know, it can really drag you down. And you could have reasons not to show up, right? There could be legitimate reasons. But I think I've seen some successful people learn that if you could put those worries aside and kind of invest or give to your workplace, you'll reap the benefits. You know, that stuff will be there when you get off work. But if you can just somehow show up, put in the work, and then you end up getting that higher wage you wanted, or you're getting that promotion, or you're getting that experience to move on to another job or get the job permanently. So I really appreciate that advice. And I think that's very sound advice. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Sarah, is there any wishes you have that you wish our listeners would know?
Just keep trying. Don't give up. Like Jesse said, just keep trying and just keep pushing. And I always say, you know, the only no that you're ever going to get is the one that you don't ask for. So even if you don't feel like you're qualified for the position, just try anyway, because you never know. That person may, just like Gary, just give you the opportunity to show yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Gary, how about you? Any advice for our listeners?
As young people going into the workforce, I tell them all the time, this may not be what you want to do in 5 years, but anything you learn is knowledge. You can keep it. You can share it. Take it with you. Give it to someone else. You will always know that. Mm-hmm. This may benefit you later if in our line of work, if something happens at your home, you don't have to call a repairman. You can fix it yourself, but that's up to you. If you decide 5 years down the road, 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, this isn't for me, you still have the knowledge of the things you've learned and you can take that with you through the rest of your life. So don't mm-hmm. be afraid to learn anything.
Yeah, it may not even seem like it's going to be useful now, but you never know in your lifetime when these things will kick in. Yes. And so many things we've learned, they won't be in your job description, but you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to use those skills somehow, some way. Fascinating. Well, I want to thank you all for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And I think we've learned a lot. And I think our listeners will appreciate your advice.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.